The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
This is my fight song. Take back my life.
So you're telling me that when this baby girl fell 30 feet, she hit her head just right, and it didn't kill her, and it didn't paralyze her. It healed her.
Yes.
Well, that's impossible.
Coming up on Life Today, actress Jennifer Garner, star of Miracles from Heaven, and the mom she plays.
Welcome you. Thank you. So thank all of you. Welcome to Life Today. I'm James Robinson. Betty and I are thrilled to have you. And I've already told one of our guests, who is a very well-known actress, that we've had Robert Duvall here a number of times. And my goodness, there's just no comparison. This lady is absolutely beautiful. And we have also the individual that she is representing in a movie, The Miracles from Heaven. And it is about miracles. And I really want you to give a warm welcome to Jennifer Garner and also to Christy Beam, who is with us. Would you welcome to Life Today? We're glad to see both of you. And Christy, you were here just over a year ago
when
you told the story of your daughter, which was just an unbelievable miracle. I mean, here is a little girl that's fighting a disease, takes a terrible fall, and first of all, you didn't know if she was going to get out alive, but she not only came out alive, she came out with a miracle.
Absolutely.
And the book came out, and in perhaps the shortest time ever, following a book, here is a movie.
Yes.
So how do you feel about what you're watching? Does it look like you're just seeing a continuation of miracles?
It is. When I watch it, so at some moments, it's very hard because Jennifer does such an amazing job and Kylie does such an amazing job that I feel like I'm reliving it. It's so very real. And then other times where it's not quite so accurate, you find yourself just involved, just enveloped into it, and then that moment I can reflect back to the book, which is the true story, and they go well together. They complement each other, mm-hmm. and so the whole thing is just amazing.
Let me ask you about the plural title, Miracles. I found myself wondering as I began to hear about the movie, is this a series of miracles of which this is just one, or is it the miracles that you witnessed yourself in the journey with your daughter?
It was the miracles that we had experienced during the journey with our daughter. But oftentimes, because it was so hard and the struggle was so very real, my head was down and I was just trying to get through each day. But when I had the opportunity to reflect back, I could see all these miracles that God was performing around us, these small miracles, in waiting for the huge miracle. But I had missed the small ones because I was waiting for the big one.
You think that happens to a lot of people? They don't
Absolutely.
Realize just what's in process of taking place, even miraculously.
Absolutely.
Jennifer, how did you get interested in this? Because you indicated to me just in a brief visit that somehow it captured your attention right off.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, this Christy's story and her family's story, sweet Annabelle, I was just so taken with their struggle and their pain. And I loved the story of hope. I love the inspiration that people will find at the end of the movie. I love putting something out in the world that I think is really encouraging and is, I was encouraged by it and continue to be. So I stayed up all night the first night that I read the script and felt like I just can't believe that children are going through something so awful. I've never even heard of it. Pseudo-obstruction motility disorder. What in the world is that? And it's awful. And here's this true little girl, and not to mention then the miracle. And I felt like, well, if Christy can go through it for real, and if they want me, I will do my best to honor her experiences.
Well, everybody, and she's already indicated, has said you did an incredible job of actually moving into that role as mm-hmm. though you were actually experiencing it. How do you explain your ability to get into that situation? I know there's the skill of the actress and so forth, or the actor, but you seem to have more than just, okay, this is a role I'm playing. You seem to actually care about not only the incident, but the message, that the impact that message can make. You look like you really got involved like that.
Well, I don't think that you could play Christy. I'm sure any actress who had played the role would have found her heart just broken open by what happened to this little girl. And certainly working with Kylie Ann Rogers, who plays my daughter, who plays Annabelle, in the movie, she and I had such a deep and true connection, and we dove so deep so quickly and had to get each other through these incredibly emotional scenes. And it was gut-wrenching. You don't have to think very hard or go very far in your imagination if you think, you know, if I were this child's mother, and if this child started having these symptoms, and if the doctors were not taking me seriously, to really find yourself right in the middle of an emotional whirlwind. But I was always aware, and one of the great gifts of this film to me was perspective. I was always aware that I got to go home to healthy babies, and that is not something to be taken for granted. And I think just my gratitude for that alone sometimes pushed me into a scene in a way that I wasn't even expecting.
Don't you think that the story itself will draw people, because so many people are going through
situations?
I mean, and even worse. I mean, and they're looking for a miracle. And I think what you said about the small miracles, is that something you hope people come away from to notice more about things God's doing in their lives that may not be so spectacular to anyone else?
Absolutely, because I feel like that's my platform, that's my ministry now, is to encourage people that oftentimes we do have our head down and we're just trudging along one foot in front of the other, and we think, you know, I just got to fight. Well, that's right, but we're missing so much. We're missing the true arms of Christ reaching around and loving us through others, through acts of others, through events of others. I mean, there's so much we can be missing, and my encouragement is just to look up and look around you, because you're missing so much that would give you the courage and the encouragement you need to go another day.
You know, our audience around the world are people who, you know, by and large would say, we're Christians, we've trusted Christ, we want the best that God, our Father, has and offers. We want people to experience it. And our viewers are very compassionate people. They have learned when they see a need, if they can meet it, they do so. I often say, if you want your prayers answered, seek to be an answer to someone else's prayers. And this is precisely what our viewers seek to do. Mm-hmm. So they want the best for others. Now, when you look at the film and you're thinking about all the people, why would you want them to go? Let's just ask you as an actress, you know, who's played many roles in Hollywood, and you're well known, and sometimes the entertainment community seem to be out of touch with reality. It's like they're only living in a make-believe world. Well, these are serious people who watch us, and they're people serious about wanting to bless others. Actually, you referenced, put the arms of God around people. They really want to do that. Mm-hmm. As the body of Christ, as Christians, we ought to want to put God's arms around people. What do you hope that the viewers listening to us right now will take away, first of all, from your invitation to go, but what do you hope they take away from the movie when they go and see it? And how do you hope it affects people who perhaps haven't even given God a lot of thought?
I hope that people walk away feeling hope in their heart. I hope they walk away feeling the power of community, the power of fellowship, the power of family and of faith. And I hope that they walk away sensing, my mom is such a strong force in my life, and she taught my sisters and me always, happiness is your responsibility, and when things are the darkest, look smaller and smaller, find smaller and smaller pockets of joy, and let them feed you. And that's exactly Christy's message. So anytime Christy's message can get out there, they're the words of Pat Garner as well, and that's something great for me.
Where is your mom?
She is, she's from Oklahoma, from Locust Grove, Oklahoma, and lived here in Texas where I was born, and then my parents live in West Virginia now.
Well, Mom, thank you. Yes. You have done beautifully what you said and what you imparted. It's just like this is what the story is about. Mm-hmm. Christy, when you think about our viewers, you know, you want them to want to go to the movie. Mm-hmm. Who should they encourage to go? Who should they try to take with them? And what do you hope they take away when they walk out of the theater? What are you praying has happened in their own lives?
Well, first of all, I feel like anyone can go see this movie. Mm-hmm. Any age can be reached. No matter what age you are, you have trials, you have struggles. I mean, elementary school kids, I mean, all the way up to you know, parents my age, I mean, people my parents' age, I just feel like everyone can be reached and touched through this experience, the movie, the book. But I also want people to walk away with a new lens on life. They see life differently. They see life with more joy, with more hope. And I want them to not only be encouraged, but be that encourager for others, be that extension of the arms of Christ for others, be that miracle for someone else.
Now, you're kind of delivering the same message we try to deliver right here. And you know what our viewers have found, that if you'll show them an opportunity to make a difference, and then you show them the effect that love has, which is, in my own estimation of what I know about the book and the movie, people are going to see what love does. Not just the miracle that only God could perform, but all the miracles that God performed through other people. Mm-hmm. Could we look at one of the trailers? I think the trailer, are you pretty excited about the message the trailer communicates?
Very
I know
much.
It's only a couple of minutes. All right, let's watch that. I'm going to see that. I want to look at it. I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, good.
Let's do Benjamin Franklin. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. Okay, listen to your teachers.
Love you.
Love you.
It's a good life.
It's a good life.
Mommy. I'm coming.
Mommy, it hurts.
Oh, no, baby. When Anna got sick, I just couldn't understand it. Why was this loving little girl going through this?
I think your daughter is lactose intolerant.
Acid reflux.
Everything looks okay.
Everything's fine.
Everything is not fine. There's something wrong with our little girl.
Mrs. B, you need to calm down.
I'm not leaving this hospital until I know what's wrong with my daughter.
Unfortunately, the tests confirm that she's very ill. There is currently no cure for Anna's condition.
Doctor, please, this is our little girl.
I'm scared, Mom.
Me too. We're not giving up.
Like a small boat on the ocean.
We need a solution. We need it now.
And we'll get it.
How?
By not losing our faith. Like
how a single one. How long have you been married?
14 years.
Free her from this.
I might only have one man.
Can you even hear me?
I can make an explosion.
Telling me that when this baby girl fell 30 feet, she hit her head just right, and it didn't kill her, and it didn't paralyze her. It healed her.
Yes.
Well, that's impossible.
This is a little hard to believe.
There's a lot of people out there that are just looking for publicity.
A lot of people think we're crazy.
You either roll with it or you get rolled on.
Told me I'd be fine.
Who told you you'd be fine?
Well, I'm experiencing a real strange gamut of emotions. I watched Jennifer reach over to comfort you. You're reliving the trauma. And I know there's gratitude, and yet you wanted to comfort her. I got to say, you look like you really moved into the role. And it looked like, Jennifer, it almost was like more than acting. It was like suddenly I feel what Mom had to feel. Am I right about that?
Oh, I don't know. It's hard to talk about your experience as an actor. I know that I was so moved by what Christy had gone through, and really by what all moms of sick children go through, and that incredible pain and that incredible struggle. And I was so moved by it that it, you know, it just, I know that it broke my heart open to go to work every day.
Let me just say to the viewers, because I felt while I was watching that, and I know you would understand this, both of you would, that some of you are fighting for that miracle. And most of you know Betty and I pretty well. You watch us. You know we lost a daughter, our youngest daughter, to the battle that she didn't win. When she signed every email in the battle, I win. And to hear her oldest son at her funeral say she has, in fact, won. I think I find myself, you know, to you beautiful ladies, saying to every person, wherever your heart aches, Almighty God and Father, and I believe the family that know Him and love Him, love you. And we want you in your battle to feel the comfort. I think it's really will be very important, a blessing, to see this movie and see the miracles that were already happening before the unbelievable, the hoped for miracle actually occurred. So what they're trying to do is communicate that there are so many miracles you mustn't overlook. And I want all of you to be aware, just as this actress has moved and Christy's got the experience and now the movie, and Betty and I have felt a lot of the things you feel, and we try to alleviate suffering all over the world because of you who are able to do it. Let me just say to you, God cares very much about you where you are. He very much wants to hold you. And He wants all of us to literally become His arms, which, as it was expressed already on this program, Father, I pray for everyone with a broken heart where they didn't see the hoped-for miracle. You become the miracle of comfort and grace that only you can provide. In Jesus' name. Jennifer and Christy, I just pray that your story and the story you portrayed will be a healing factor in ways we may not understand for many people. And you know what I find myself hoping for? And you tell me if you think the movie could in some way help this. Wouldn't it be wonderful if the people on this planet and the people here in our nation could actually really love one another and appreciate the distinctive differences and the diversity in God's unique creation, and that we could really love one another? Do you think that this movie could inspire that kind of love? Jennifer, as an actress, do you feel like it might move people to think more clearly?
I think that the whole point of art is to bring together, to challenge, but to bring together and to unify people. And sometimes, you know, people can use it in different ways, but certainly in this case, that is our highest goal. And why not? Why couldn't it? Even if it only engenders a handful of conversations that wouldn't have happened otherwise, even if it only touches some people instead of everyone, well, what more could you hope for?
Sure. T.D. Jakes has been our guest many times. I opened the dedication of the Potter's House years ago, and he seemed to feel like this was like a parable that Jesus would tell. So the story would reveal spiritual truth, you know, the things. Did you feel like that is exactly what can happen, Chrissy?
Absolutely. I feel like there's so much. God's hand has been on this from the very beginning. One thing that I learned through it all, that is if God loves Annabelle more than I do, which is incomprehensible, then how big can His plans be? They are so big that I can't even fathom. And He has been true to that up till now. How much greater are His plans for the people who receive this, for their lives of their family members? I can't even begin to comprehend what He has in store.
Would you like to just say thanks to Christy and Jennifer for sharing the story and for the portrayal of the story? And I do want to encourage you to go. This is the opening weekend, and of course, the reference to Easter, it's about life. It's about the greatest miracle of all, and that is that Jesus is alive. He is indeed risen, and He lives to live in us and to express His love and life through us. And I just thank both of you for the story. You know, our viewers literally, continually find great joy in reaching out with the hands of Jesus to offer to those in need that which they desperately need. We don't just talk about the love of God, we demonstrate it. I want you to join me and Betty on a journey that started years ago. It's led to the saving of millions and millions of precious lives. I want you to watch, go on that journey, and then know this. You can be a part of a very real miracle right now, an undeniable miracle.
There's no grip. Child was not breathing at all. We came in here and began to die here. And they just look like they're in a daze. And they're coming here trying to get food.
God bless you, little fella. That's great.
The little children like this one here, are so much fewer. Look at this. This is Jeremiah.
James, Betty, I can see how your hearts were broken through your many years of traveling throughout Africa. I will say this. It doesn't take long before you see a lot of beautiful work that's been done here through our missionary partners. And I want to say we're not finished yet. These children are dying. They're telling us every 6 seconds a child dies because of malnutrition.
In Angola alone, the grim fact is malnutrition causes nearly half of children's deaths under the age of 5. The sight of children struggling to live because they simply lack enough food to eat is the reason Life Outreach continues to go into the areas of Africa that are crying out for help. And in place of death, a bowl of food a day can literally become a miracle of life.
We must do more. Please, whatever it takes, we have to reach out to little children like Joseph here. I can see it in his eyes almost, you probably can too, where he's just hoping somebody will believe in him enough to reach out and rescue his life. And the solution is really a simple bowl of food through mission feeding so these children can live.
And that is precisely what love does. You didn't see it, but the moment we went to that piece, Jennifer Garner, our guest, she reached over across me to Betty and to me to offer comfort when she learned that we had lost our baby girl. That was compassion. It's that same compassion that she offered us that God wants to pour out through His people all over the world. And it's so easy to talk about love, and so seldom is it really demonstrated when we have the opportunity. It's as though we overlook. And I'm grateful that I believe with all my heart you don't overlook. We have right now, because of the missionaries and relief workers who planted their lives filled with love and compassion in the midst of pain and suffering to offer hope. They would be empty-handed, ineffective, if we didn't give them the wherewithal. The missionary said to me and Betty when you saw years ago, I still had black hair, we're on the mission field, they said, please, because we wanted to stay. We said, I think we'll just move over here. They said, please don't. They said, go back and tell the people so we can stay here and be able to help. And we did it. And you have been incredible in expressing love. So what we're asking you to do right now, Betty, we know the missionaries have reported we've got 400,000 children right now located and organized in feeding centers where we can actually begin to distribute the food as you saw us doing. But we need your help to do it. A gift of 30, a gift of 50, a gift of 100. This seems almost impossible to believe, but it's the truth. 30, 50, or 100, the missionaries are able to feed 3, 5, or 10 children for the next several months. A group of our friends who are so full of God's love said, we will match whatever you give to feed 50,000 of those children, which means our gifts today can be doubled. And your 30, 50, or 100 will feed now 6, or double the 5 to 10, or the 10 to 20. So we believe that you want to express the love of God freely. Would you right now go to lifetoday.org? Or dial that number that's there as a prayer line for anyone with a broken heart or concern. Always there, and it's paid for by love. Would you dial the number or go online and take your bank card and simply make the largest gift you can, whatever God puts on your heart, knowing that for 50,000 of those children, it'll be doubled. That's wonderful. Thank you, friends. Would you do that right now? I know you want to share the life and the love of God, not just in word, but in action indeed. Thank you so much for doing it. Thank you for making the gift God put on your heart. And the greatest gift is the gift of life. That's what you give when you express the love of God. Thanks for doing it.
In remote and impoverished areas of Angola, Africa, families are suffering. Crops have failed. There is no food. And those hit the hardest are the children. In response to this crisis, Life Outreach has received a 50,000 children challenge that, with your help, will feed and minister to 100,000 children over the next few months. With previous food reserves gone and Angola facing a severe food shortage due to crop failure, this challenge could not have come at a better time. To help replenish supplies for the feeding programs touching the lives of children across Angola, Mozambique, and Sudan. The 50,000 Children Challenge means more children can be saved, and your gift will have a double impact, helping to feed twice as many children. Your gift of $30 to help feed three children will now be double to help feed six children. Gifts of $50 to help feed five children will be double to help save 10. And gifts of $100 for 10 children will be double to help feed and care for 20 children. And with a gift of $1,000 or more, you can double your impact to help feed 200 children and also request the Majesty bronze sculpture featuring a beautiful buck in regal stance, reflecting God's presence and majesty in all the earth. Please call the number seen here, write LIFE, or go online today to lifetoday.org and make your life-saving double impact gift today.
Well, Betty and I, on behalf of all the children you help and their families and the prayers that are being answered, I want to mention this to both of you, that when that roll-in first started and you saw us kneeling in Angola and praying over a little baby that did die, a few years later, perhaps one of the most famous pictures ever taken that ever will be taken, seen around the world, was right there in that same hospital, was Princess Di holding a little baby boy that we had saved at that hospital. The viewers, and he was a healthy, beautiful little baby.
Wow.
Right there in that setting of death, there was the life. And Princess Di said, let's feed the hungry.
Wow.
And that was a message heard around the world. I'm praying that the message that you portrayed and the one that you experienced will be heard around the world so that we will trust God for the miracles we need and the miracle healing of hearts and lives, and even perhaps our own nation. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Would you say again, thank you, Jennifer, thank you, Christy. What a blessing. Both of you beautiful ladies are a tremendous blessing. Jennifer, thank you for the role you play. Thank you for your comfort. Thank all of you for sharing life today. Encourage your friends, and you go see that movie, Miracles from Heaven. You're going to be glad you did.
Diagnosed with a rare brain malformation, Georgia is changing the way people view struggle and pain.
I would not trade this for anything.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.